Welcome back to another special quarantine episode of LA Providential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I'm a Rams editor for LAFBnetwork.com. It's a great website. You should subscribe.
Do it. You got nothing else better to do.
You really have nothing else better to do. I know what's on TV and what isn't on TV. You don't have any excuse.
Exactly.
Just because there's no more XFL doesn't mean you can't be following us. We've got a lot of great NFL free agency coverage because the Chargers and Rams have been busy. So there's that. Yeah?
That's right.
And I'd like to congratulate my boss, Ryan, on his baby girl, Mia. Welcome, Mia.
Welcome to this quarantine world.
I know. Great timing, Mia. Great timing. Yeah. But seriously, shouts to Ryan. I hope everybody's okay. So how were you? I missed you last week. I was stuck with some dipshit from Florida.
I know. Screw that guy.
I know. I had his Eagles.
That's right. Straight to hell.
I cleared out the land and just let him go about the Eagles, how good their secondary is going to be.
Yeah, okay.
I let him die. Why not?
We'll let him feel himself for now.
Well, this is when Florida was still like, we're cool. And then today they put in a statewide shutdown for, you know, for real this time.
It's about time.
Well, you know, the spring break's already over, so.
Yeah, that's true.
The damage has been done.
They already got the corona.
Seriously, between that and Mardi Gras, great job. Great job, the South.
Yeah, seriously.
So how's your quarantine life been?
I mean, nothing's really changed. I'm still working. I'm still on the front lines.
That's
still,
true. Yeah, that's so messed up.
I'm an essential employee without proper PPE, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Actually, it is here, but whatever.
Have any of your employees been raiding all the hand sanitizers they can sell on the black market?
No, we don't even have. We just got a shipment in last night, and all that is going to customers that have been waiting like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Have you guys just started like making your own? Like when I had to make a diesel exhaust fluid for the truck stop?
I'm sure it's going to get to that point. Supposedly we have a plan in place, but they haven't told us yet.
Like they're going to have Corey and some other loser just be stirring stuff all day. Until it,
like moonshine, yeah.
Pretty much. Just give them like gas masks and an apron like they're making meth.
We don't even have masks.
Wow.
Yeah. They literally gave us a separate bag and said that if we have a customer that has an employee that was infected, that we could put their stuff in that separate bag, and we can go and send that off to get washed and serviced.
And is there the guy's rule, if any of you guys are sick, just don't cough?
Pretty much.
Jesus.
But we have to carry around a letter that states we're an essential employee.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if we get pulled over, we can show it and explain why we're working.
Do you like at least wrap like bandanas around your face, like a lot of nurses are doing?
Yes and no, not really. No.
Oh no, you haven't resorted to Halloween masks.
I mean, I guess I could, but I just wash my hands and sanitize as much as I can.
Just saying, you know, I don't know.
I probably should start doing that, though.
Why not? Why not? And Leonardo can deliver uniforms. Eh?
Yes. Yeah, I like that idea. I'd have to get a new Leonardo mask, though, because the one I have is signed by Kevin Eastman.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about the Turtles later, because they had a big anniversary this week.
That's right.
And then
absolutely did.
I do want to shout out your wife, though, because she really is a front lines worker, because she's a Trader Joe's vet now.
Yeah.
No, really, that's a very noble gig to have these days.
Yeah, as a grocery store employee.
Yeah, the state of Minnesota acknowledged all grocery workers as frontline employees, so why not here?
Well, at least some states are doing it.
We'll build them a statue.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I know. I feel bad, because, like, every day I hear about just how bad the lines are there.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's all the way past, like, Best Buy.
I know, and then they mix with the line of the outdoor store, too, because I heard that's been crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it's all right. We're only, it's what, at least 29 more days before they'll think about it, even though we'll be here in June saying the same thing.
Yeah, I think they were saying it's supposed to, like, peak in May, but I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. I somehow doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I'm just going day by day, and that's what I'm telling my customers. Is like,
I know. I'm lucky I get to work from home.
I know. Must be nice.
Well, it kind of is, yeah. I'm sorry.
That commute to the from the bed to the couches.
Well, actually, I've been working at my parents' office because Sophie doesn't have school anymore, so it's hard to. You can't get anything done.
That's true.
And plus, I just like having to walk up steps to go to work because that's what I do anyway. So it just feels kind of normal. And the chair's more comfy.
There you go. Silver linings, right?
Mm-hmm. And my work laptop's a piece, so I'd rather just have it, like, you know, I can't pick it on the couch because it's like the laptop here where I can't unplug it, otherwise it just doesn't function. The battery's just dead. I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, luckily we have stuff to talk about because football still kind of exists.
Yeah, for the most part.
Although Adam Schefter doesn't think it will. He got in trouble.
Yeah, I would say he seemed pretty angry the other day.
Well, he's like, why the fuck are we having a draft like normal? You know you're not going to have it. Like, like, why have us come in? Just we can just Skype this like they're doing with, like, Around the Horn.
Well, and that's what I was talking to coworker today.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much said, like, you know, it's going to be different because of the first round. You know, everyone out, like, they all want to go up, get their pictures with Goodell. And,
do they?
Well, okay.
I know.
How they present it, but, you know, rounds, what's it, 3 to 7, they're not really paying attention anyways. Like, no one is. It's just, I mean, and again, that sucks to say, but.
Well, okay, but, like, just.
But look where we're at technology-wise, just Skype. It's
right.
Fine.
You know, you don't need, and it's easier than having to, you know, walk up, have your suit, and just hang out forever. I mean, like, Vegas got hit pretty hard, and that's where the draft is, so it's not like they can be like, well, it'll be fine in, like, 3 weeks, because it won't.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like, I get why he's upset, because it's like, you'll make me go, and it's like, why? I can just do this from, like, my house.
Yeah.
And besides, everyone just follows, like, the Schefters of the world online anyway to see when the next pick is going to be.
Well, that, it's faster because they know.
Right, like, well, with Woj in the NBA draft, where it's like, well, I have a feeling the Bulls are going to select so-and-so. I'm just saying, I've heard things, and it's like, hey, the Bulls selected so-and-so. Yeah, like, Woj is the best at that. Like, he hits the pick, like, at least 25 seconds before it's revealed. It just moves faster. You don't need, like, all that. And you can still run the highlight packages, which is what people care about.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be more efficient that way.
Why
and
not?
We're probably going to move towards that anyways.
And, you know, vaccines permitting, you can have it next year in Vegas again and have the whole blowout experience you wanted.
Exactly.
It's all good.
With their floatable stage.
Mm-hmm. I was curious to see that work, but you know what? I'm assuming they'll need another year to work out the kinks anyway, because it's the NFL and Vegas.
Yeah.
But they did announce a new a playoff format that all the owners voted on it. Boo. I hate it.
Yeah.
Why break something that's not broken? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Because they're greedy.
Six was fine, damn it. It was fun. Now that's kind of...
Yeah, now it's...
Because it fucks up our fantasy banquet game, too.
Well, that, and I forgot who posted it, but they had showed, like, the different sports, like NFL, mm-hmm. NHL.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, yeah, the percentage of teams or whatever to make the playoffs.
Right.
And I think the NFL is the highest at, like, what, a quarter?
14.
A quarter of the teams now?
So the 14 out of 32, that's almost half.
Yeah,
that's
so
pretty close to half. NBA, it's like, half too.
Yeah, so
or a little more than half because it's a 30-team league and 16 teams make it.
Yeah, so I think it came out to like 50, well, like almost 50%, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. It's like, oh, you know, now the one seed actually matters more. But it's like, it still blows because having the bye week was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just me.
It definitely helped, like, some of the, you know, teams coming back from injury waiting, like,
right. Like, if Mahomes had to play that extra weekend, I don't know, do they still win the Super Bowl? I'm not sure.
True.
Because what's his face? Was it Chris Harris that, like, needed the bye week and then was kind of limited during the Texans game and then was, like, okay the rest of the way? Well, not okay, but... Was it Chris Harris? That was Chris Harris.
No, Jones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Chris Harris was the corner.
My bad. Ignore me.
Yeah.
Quarantine brain. But did you see what one of the plans for the extra game is going to be? I thought it was a joke, but then I realized that it was posted on March 31st, so no, it wasn't a joke.
No, I don't think I saw it.
Oh, well, so CBS, because they have the NFL, they also are going to put one of the games on Nickelodeon. And they're going to have a broadcast team that's, like, more skewed for younger audiences, whatever the hell that means. I don't know if it's, like, Logan Paul calling games or whatever, but they want to reach a younger audience. I'm like, that's got to be the shit game. Like, the annual, like, Texans home playoff game. Because they're not
burning... Really?
I know. I'm like, they can just watch it on a normal channel. It's not like... It's not like a Sports Illustrated for Kids section where you have to worry about them seeing an unseemly part. It's just a game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not going to slam the losing team, what's the point?
It's the NFL.
Like,
money grab.
Oh, okay, but, like, CBS is owned by Viacom, who owns a shitload of channels. Like, they own MTV, you know, Comedy Central, VH1, you know, a bunch of channels. Why Nickelodeon? I really don't get it.
They're trying to branch out and start a new brand with a younger audience.
I'm sure the younger audience is going to be riveted by the really crappy AFC home playoff game.
Yeah.
Like the Las Vegas... No, wait, never mind. They're not winning the West. It would be like... Yeah, it's the annual Texans or Texans-Bengals Memorial game.
I would say, yeah, Texans-Bengals.
Or, like, if the Dolphins win the East this year, they'll definitely getting the home playoff game. Or the first game.
I don't know. Like, I would say that the Bills are the favorites for that.
Probably, but I'm just throwing that out there. Like, that would be who you'd throw in. It's like, oh, cool. That's Miami and Jacksonville, round one.
Yeah.
So I'm not cool with that NFL. That's stupid, and I know the ratings will be good because it's football. And especially this fall, everyone's just going to be really wanting it.
That's true.
I mean, they canceled Wimbledon and the British Open today, so now we're getting into deep summer.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this thing pans out, because I want to go to training camp, damn it.
You're not going. No, they're not having training camp. At least not open training camp. There's no way. No way.
I'll make it happen.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Like, I can almost guarantee you. July.
One of our customers is the one that takes care of the field. I'll call him a personal favor.
Just spray the whole. Just Lysol it every day.
Yeah. Let me just show up and I'll do the work for you.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll start with the big news on Monday. The Rams got Michael Brockers back because he failed his physical in Baltimore.
I thought it was just because the contract language.
Yeah, it was. That's both. Like at first, the physical held it up, and then they went back to the table after I think he passed it the second time, and then it's like, well, we couldn't make the money work, so now he's back to the Rams. For basically what he was going to be getting with Baltimore, so now that D-line is good again. Everyone was panicking 2 weeks ago. Panicking. They were rioting in the streets. It's like, oh, damn it, we lost Brockers, and we lost Littleton, and everyone, and, well, not Fowler so much, whatever, good riddance. But, you know, and then it's like, well, cool, we got Brockers, A'shaun Robinson, to go with Donald and Greg Gaines and Sebastian Joseph Day. Not a bad D-line.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they still need help at linebacker because I don't see why they let Littleton go for nothing. Like, the Raiders didn't even pay that much for him.
Well, yeah, the Raiders are scooping up every player they can and everything.
But... them and Miami.
Yeah, it's... a couple of those Raiders signings hurt right the feels.
Well, you're not going to buy Jason Witten's Raiders jersey?
No. like part of me hopes that,
What? That they cut him and it's like, oh, he's coming back, you guys. It's
Yeah, it never happened.
Oh, come on.
It's a bad dream.
Well, you know, he could have gone out as only a Cowboy, but he decided to linger too long.
I know.
It's sad.
You want to keep playing, but...
I'm just surprised the Cowboys let him go. I figured they just, like, pay him... I don't know, did he want too much money? Because I don't think... Did he get a lot with the Raiders?
No, I think he only got, like, $4
million. Oh, well, he got $4 million.
Well, that's what he was getting from the Cowboys last year. It was just the veteran minimum at the time. It was like one year, like $5 million or something like that, or $3.5 million.
Well, okay. I guess Jerry really held back on that one. Good for him.
Yeah, and you know, it's a bitter, not bitter, but like.
I mean,
those are like the tough decisions that you got to make for the franchise.
He wouldn't be the first person to finish out his career on the wrong team. I mean, or the first Cowboy for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, Emmett.
Yeah, Emmett. Let's see. Oh, you can go down the list, but Emmett's the big one.
Did Staubach retire a Cowboy, or did he finish somewhere weird?
No, he retired a Cowboy.
Okay. But Emmett would, I guess, would be the biggest one of the last few years, of last 30 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Cardinal. Sure, man.
Yeah.
Like, back when back when they wouldn't broadcast their games because they were fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And they still played at, I think they still played at the Sun Devil Stadium. Jesus. Like, well before well before University of Phoenix.
I want to say it was Anquan Boldin's rookie years, that first year with Emmett.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. 02?
Yeah, that
sounds about right. Wow, well, you know, it'll be weird, but I don't know how much of the field Witten will see, so you won't have to see the jersey that often.
Thank God.
Again, this is all assuming we have a season.
Yeah, that's true. It's a big if at this point.
Let's see, you did steal our kicker, so thanks a lot. Greg the Leg is now a Cowboy. Yeah. That hurt my feelings.
It kind of hurt my feelings, too. Like,
why?
Well, based on last year's stats, it went Maher and then Zierlein in terms of kickers with the most missed kicks.
That's true.
So I get bringing in Zierlein to like having a kicking competition between him and Forbath.
It's not a competition. Like, just stop it.
but you know what I'm saying?
It's not a competition.
Obviously, they're going with Zierlein, but it sucks because I liked Kai Forbath.
I did too, and I hope the Rams sign him because he completes my Kai Forbath bingo. We played against him in high school. I saw him at UCLA, and now he'll be on my pro team.
There you go.
The pride of Notre Dame High School in Sherman Oaks.
That's right.
Yeah. We played him, twice, right?
Yeah, junior year and senior year.
Wow. Well, I'm glad at least he's in the league. Somebody made it.
Well, Shane made it.
He's just not in the league anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, he did get paid, and good for him. But other than that, yeah, nobody... I don't recall anybody else.
Unless you want to count... Matt Moore.
No, it doesn't count. No, I mean, from when we were playing.
Oh. Well,
when we played football.
When we played the foosball.
Yeah, right? No, but I mean, like, there was a laundry list of running backs you kept hearing about. Well, I guess Mark Sanchez, but we weren't on. our school play. No, they played San Clemente. Never mind. He went to Mission Viejo. Never mind. Sanchez doesn't count, nor should he ever count.
Well, we played against Mission Viejo, though.
No, but that was after he left. We played, but Shane Moline was like their big senior, and then he went to UCLA, and it just never happened.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe he was a fullback, and it's hard to believe he never made it. Anyway, let's see. Damn it. What other? Oh, the Cowboys signed Aldon Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the breaking news tonight.
It is breaking news, I'm sure. You were surprised.
Yeah, he's been out of the league for what? 4 years now?
Four years?
So, I didn't think he was still taking, he was still taking flyers.
Well, you know, you have to. I'm sure he really needed the money and just wanted one last shot.
Yeah. And if he's sober, then yeah, that could add to that defensive line that we've really stacked in free agency this year.
Yeah, you signed Dontari Poe.
Yeah, and Gerald McCoy.
That's right. Gerald, that was a cool one. I'm like, wow, Gerald McCoy. I mean, I know he isn't what he was, but you never know.
Well, he had, I think, 6 sacks last year, so...
I know, but it wasn't... There was, like, a conversation between, like, Donald McCoy and, who's the one in Philly? I always forget his name. Like, I always confuse him with their left tackle. I don't know why.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Fucking quarantine brain.
God, I can't remember his name now.
I know, this hurts my feelings. It's like, I used to be really good at this. Hold on.
Hold on. I'm going to look him up, too.
This is so riveting. No. No, not Lane Johnson.
God, I almost want to say Curry? Vinny Curry?
No, not Vinny Curry. No, like the really good one.
God, I have no idea.
Oh, it is Lane Johnson. That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, Lane Johnson's their tackle.
Oh, see, that's what, okay, that's what I get him confused with. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. God. No, not a... Oh, this is so annoying. Well, incidentally, Tim Jernigan did sign with the Texans, so suck it, Brian. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Stupid Eagles.
I know. That's why I don't remember them, because of the stupid Eagles. Fletcher Cox, there we go.
God.
I know.
Of course.
This quarantine's gonna kill me. where was I? No, yeah, there was a conversation with McCoy, Donald, and Fletcher Cox, and then, you know, McCoy just it was just buried in Tampa, so I guess they wasted all his prime, which sucks, but hey, he's on the Cowboys now.
Yeah, and I mean, we got him for relatively cheap, so.
I know, that was the surprising part. I was like, wow, you'd think like Oak or Vegas or Jacksonville would have overpaid him, but I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, again, and on paper we've got now Alden Smith. Mm-hmm. We got Randy Gregory.
Yeah.
Once he comes back from his reinstatement.
Sure.
Supposedly he filed the necessary paperwork to get that going.
Sure.
Then you got Tyrone Crawford.
There you go.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
Sure. Obviously.
Dontari Poe.
It's not bad. That's a good run clogging in.
Yeah, I mean, I have the feeling that the run game, like, if everything pans out and everyone's healthy.
Sure.
We'll be able to run on us. And hopefully we can get some pressure. That way it doesn't leave the secondary.
Which, yeah.
Because
your secondary is a Chernobyl, man. Just,
yeah.
It's a husk. Because Byron Jones.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah, he got.
Strong safety.
Well, Byron Jones got paid.
And our corner. Yeah. And rightfully so. Like, I knew he was going to be, you know, the low-hanging fruit, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, like, he was the odd man out.
At least he went to Miami, not Philly.
I know. Thank you, Dolphins.
And, you know, Amari didn't go to Philly either. I thought that was what was going to happen, but nope.
Yeah, I mean, he publicly stated that he wanted to stay in Dallas, and he took $20 million less to do so, so.
Did he? Well, what? It's $100 million, how many years? What, four years, $100 million?
It was 5 years, $100 million. It was the same contract that Michael Thomas got.
Oh, well, it's not bad. It's not.
Yeah, and Philly offered him $20 million more.
Did they?
But he declined.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Amari's like, no, I'm going to stay here with Dak and the better team. So,
boy, did Jerry get lucky on that one, because if he lost both Byron Jones and Amari and just tagged Dak for nothing, like...
Yeah, we'd be rioting right now.
He would be, as he should, because, like, that was the hope. It's like, okay, we'll kick the can one more year on Dak, which, have fun with that, because him and Mahomes are going to be up next year.
Yeah, and... I mean, the good thing is that they're still talking right now. They're still negotiating. So that's good.
I have a feeling that he's going to ride that tag out. I just have a feeling.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I don't doubt that at all. I mean, they have until, what's it, like July 15th, I think is the date?
Yeah. Yeah, July 15th.
So, I mean, you know, they have time to work out a deal.
I know. I just it's very rare. It's very rare that the tagged guy, like, they work it out. They just will kick the can. I mean, I know Dallas is more motivated because they actually want to keep him. But still, if that has to go into next year, like, it's gonna be him and Mahomes that set the market.
Well, and I saw this on this poll on Twitter that someone had posted.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a picture of Wentz and Mahomes,
mm-hmm.
saying which quarterback is better.
Oh, come on.
And
it's not even a conversation.
Listen,
stop it, internet. Not you.
Yeah. No, I know. And one of the guys is like, oh, you got a Super Bowl winning MVP quarterback, and then you got a quarterback that has 3 passing yards in the postseason.
But he has a ring.
Yeah.
He legally is a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Exactly.
Legally. I'm just saying, legally he can say he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't see why that's a debate. Even, like, Dak and Mahomes, like, stop it.
Yeah.
Look, Dak's fun, but he's not Mahomes.
No. And the fact that, like, Mahomes came out last year and said, like, oh yeah, I just figured out how to read defenses, like, get out of here.
I'm sure the rest of the league's like, fuck, no.
I know, that's just opening up, again, like, whole another can of worms to evolve this game.
Well, yeah, and the good news for the rest of the league is the Chiefs have, like, no monies, so they can't sign anybody. Like, they have, like, less than $1 million in cap space. Did you see that? No, it's like 500 something. Like, them and the Pats have, like, no money, which I was surprised. I did not realize the Pats had that many contracts, because, like, they let people go.
Yeah, they let a lot of people go.
Mm-hmm. Including the immortal TB12.
Yeah, to Tampa Bay.
Which, like, Brian was excited, because that's, like, right in his backyard.
I know, like...
He's like, I'm definitely going to go to the Bucks Saints game. I'm like, you bastard.
Must be nice.
I know, right? He's like, yeah, the season tickets actually sold out this year. I'm like, I'll bet they did.
That's crazy. Like, I'm surprised they're still selling. Well, no, I'm not actually surprised that they're still selling tickets.
Well, he's like easily the highest profile player to come to town. I mean, Jameis was like, you know, an in-state celebrity, but he was hardly Tom Brady. In fact, I would go so far as to say he's the anti-Tom Brady.
Seriously.
He remains unsigned, and so does Cam.
That's what I was about to say. I'm actually kind of surprised that that those guys haven't been picked up yet.
I'm not, just because like the Chargers are the only team that could conceivably sign a quarterback, and I don't think they want to. They'll probably just be content drafting somebody at six. Because, like,
yeah, that's true.
Jameis still thinks he's getting paid, and Cam is, you know, he's motivated, which is good for him, but, you know, it's a supply and demand thing. There is too much, there's more supply than there is demand.
The fact that, he was the first quarterback to go 30 for 30, right?
Yeah, he was. But he got his eyes fixed, so it's all okay.
I know.
Like, he got his eyes fixed. Which, you know, if you knew he had that problem, like, he can afford LASIK. In fact, the Bucks would have paid for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure he
clearly paid for it.
I'm pretty sure he gets vision with the team health plan. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a kind,
right?
Kind guess right there.
Well, Cam has to be a Charger. There's no way this ends with him not being a Charger.
I don't know. They said they're not going to go for a veteran.
Wow, which is surprising.
They're going to ride out with Tyrod, I think. Good unless Lord. They draft someone.
I think that's what they're going to do. Like, Tyrod's going to be a bridge guy again. Which is kind of a bummer, because, you know, I like Tyrod, but that's kind of his gig, is just to be the bridge / backup.
Yeah, the Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm. And then Jadeveon Clowney dropped his asking price about $2 million. And it looks like it's either going to be the Titans or Seahawks, so I'm hoping he lands on the Titans.
No, seriously. Can you imagine Clowney on that defense?
I know. Well, why else did you trade Jarrell Casey if not to clear some salary for Jadeveon Clowney?
I mean, that makes the most sense.
Well, why not? Like, dude, I know that. Well, who did they pick up? They got like one. They got somebody though, didn't they?
I think they got a former Patriot, didn't they?
Well, they always get former Patriots. Maybe.
No, no, but I think it was like a defensive lineman or something like that.
Wasn't Van Noy. He went to Miami, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's pretty much where most of the people went is Miami.
Who was the guy? Was it Jamie Collins?
Yeah, there we go. Jamie Collins.
Okay. Yeah, linebacker, right?
Mm-hmm. Then I believe they signed Vic Beasley, too. Was that them?
I have no idea.
Because Vic Beasley went for a song because, you know, he's been hurt a lot, so that makes sense.
You know what? I think it was one of the first ones that was signed.
No, Vic Beasley went late. No, he went late.
Oh.
And then, you know, Cameron Wake's still lurking out there because he retired and unretired.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you're the Rams, I would take him. They need pass rushers, but who am I?
And Cameron Wake could be cheap, too.
Super cheap, because he's pretty much out the door.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Brian and I were speculating it a lot 2 weeks ago. Then, of course, the day after we record, he's in Atlanta. Which, you know, that still sucks, but, you know, I get why they let him go, and I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah.
They just should have never signed him in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to learn the hard way.
The fact that Atlanta gave him, like, nothing, you know, tells me that they don't think he's, like, the man either. They're hoping, but I sincerely doubt he's going to, like, score a lot of touchdowns.
Can you imagine if that's the case? Like,
well, that
he
would...
goes back to that, 2018 form?
They're not happening. I just don't see it, because otherwise the Rams would have just, like, wrote it out and been like, well, one bad year, but they know. They have to know.
I mean, that would make sense to me.
Right, exactly.
Again, it sucks, because he's, 28?
25. He's 25.
He's 25?
Yeah.
Jeez, I thought he was older than that.
Nope. Mm-mm. Wow. Well, it goes fast in your running back, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You do have a short shelf life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen a lot of Cowboys that had short shelf lives. The Julio Jones and Marion Barbers of the world. And Felix Jones, for that matter.
Yeah, I'd say Felix Jones, for sure. Because at least with Marion Barber, he went on to the Bears and played for another like year or two.
I know, but you know what I mean, like... It happens quick. I mean, remember Arian Foster was the man, and like it's over in 4 years because he kept getting hurt.
Yeah.
So it happened with Gurley. It sucks, but you know that's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean he had a good run.
He did, and he made a lot of money just from playing.
That's true.
Like I think he made at least like 50 something million.
He made like wasn't it like 40 something?
Plus Carl's Jr. money.
Yeah.
So he's okay.
Exactly. I think he'll be fine with Atlanta.
Like any other NFL news before we move on to our extended what's good? Actually, well, there is two little bits of entertainment news that pertain to us, and then we can get into what's good. Well, Rosario Dawson's going to be Ahsoka on season 2 of The Mandalorian.
I know. I can't wait.
I know. Like that's
because I love Rosario Dawson, but
well, you should watch Briar Patch. I recommend that.
Okay.
I don't think he'd like that.
Eh, he likes Rosario Dawson. That's enough.
Is that the like mystery one that she's doing right
that
now?
That is correct. It's got two episodes. It's got two episodes left.
Okay.
But yeah,
I'll just watch it. Put it on you.
Ha. But no, yeah, she's gonna be on season 2 of Mandalorian as Ahsoka, which is pretty cool because I've seen her character in Clone Wars.
Yeah, and I've been watching it with Clone Wars, yeah. And it's fun to see her character on there.
I know.
I mean, so I'm interested to see what it brings to the Mandalorian's, like, story.
And I'm sure it'll be a backdoor pilot, because Briar Patch is only going one season, because it's a limited series.
Well, they already said that they have a series in the early stages of development right now.
Oh, did they? I thought that was just a rumor. Oh, cool.
Well, that's the rumor, but...
Okay.
Usually that means that something's going to happen.
Maybe. I mean, Disney Plus has been very erratic, although with all this downtime, they have time to get some stuff in order.
Yeah, to fix it, yeah.
Well, just to fine-tune it, because, you know, there's no rush now.
Exactly.
I mean, you probably aren't even going to see a lot of their movies come out until next year. I mean, Universal's already kind of done that.
Which sucks, but, well, you know, it is what it is.
Like, between fall and April of next year, Universal's like, alright, well, we're just going to do Minions 3, or, yeah, is Minions, or Minions 2, Fast 9, and a couple of other things. Like, fuck it. Like, whatever, man.
Exactly.
This year, we're punting on 2020. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, they've already, like, I think the next two that are going to move are, like, Tenet and something else that's supposed to come out in July. Like, because they're already, all the June ones are gone.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, I think Marvel ended up kicking Eternals to, like, next summer.
Well, and they still haven't officially said anything about Black Widow yet, too.
That's what I mean. Like, if things open up, like, Black Widow will probably just be, like, in October, and they just kick Eternals to, like, the spring or whatever, because, you know, everything got moved down.
Exactly.
Because, like, you would have seen a trailer for Eternals by now.
Yeah, because when's that supposed to come out again?
November. It's like the beginning of November movie.
Yeah.
And, like, they can't be in production on, like, Thor: Love and Thunder or Black Panther 2 or whatever they had for 2021 and 22, so those are just going to bounce down.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, what are you going to do?
Stupid coronavirus.
I know!
That's why I drink Modelo.
Well, that means you can't be in Toretto's family.
I'm okay with that.
How dare you? How dare you? But if you're in the family, that means Cena's your half-brother. You did see the trailer, right?
For
Fast 9.
Yeah. Yeah,
John Cena's Vin Diesel's long-lost brother.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
But can we even really see him at this point? Like, can you blame Dog? He probably didn't even see it. Hasn't seen him like his entire life.
Well, you can't see him, and I'm sure Mark Wahlberg's just depressed he didn't get that call.
So I would be surprised if he had a cameo in it.
I mean, it would be better because, like, if Cena, I know Cena's way taller than Vin Diesel, and I know Mark Wahlberg is about the same height, so the fight would have been better to choreograph.
Yeah.
A lot less apple boxes for Vin to stand on. Like when he fought The Rock in Fast Five. Because, you know, the height difference is pretty glaring.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right, so what have you been watching during the quarantine, man?
Oh, God, I've been watching so much. I'm going to stay to the fest.
What?
And I watched Hobbs and Shaw.
Did you? I haven't even seen that yet.
You haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw yet?
I keep wanting to, but when I see the runtime, I'm like, it just seems too long.
Well, I've seen it twice. The first half, wow. I only got halfway through. The first time I got halfway through it.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time I watched it, the whole thing, yesterday. It was entertaining.
Uh-huh.
But so ridiculous.
Well, I don't care about that. I already saw in the preview they show that he was able to move a helicopter with his arms.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is not even the most ridiculous thing to happen in it, but the 2.5 hours is a big commitment for Hobbs and Shaw. And I like the Fast movies.
Yeah, I think that's why I only watched it halfway the first time.
I know, like, I want to, and one of these days I'll, like, break down and do it, but not today.
Yeah.
It'll be on HBO for a while, so I have time to just kind of stare at it.
Yeah, it just dropped on there, so you'll have time.
I know. And Good Boys drops on HBO this weekend, so whoop whoop.
Oh, nice.
That's the Saturday night movie for sure. That already has a place.
It's already marked in your calendar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've watched Onward.
Which I'm waiting for Friday because Disney Plus is dropping it for free.
Yeah, we pay for it.
Well.
Because my younger son Ryan wanted to watch it. And then Zach liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've watched it 5 times.
Wow. Is it good?
Yeah, it's actually a good movie. I really liked it. And to see, like, Chris Pratt and Tom Holland's like characters interact. It's pretty entertaining.
Good.
Yeah.
Because you know, I was wondering because everyone seemed to like it but didn't do well. But that's because that's when all this stuff sort of started. So it kind of didn't have a chance.
Exactly, and like I liked it. Okay. And I know both my boys like really enjoyed it. So
I'm definitely watching it Friday. It's happening.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Good. We got my daughter into Zootopia, or at least I did.
Nice.
Yeah, we watched it, I think, twice, like back-to-back, and then watched it again the next day.
Okay.
It's good. I haven't seen it in a while. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we showed it to my younger son, Ryan, and he liked it because of all the different animals. Sure. So.
Well, the world building's pretty good. Like, the way they designed Zootopia is pretty awesome.
Exactly. It makes them entertaining for the kids.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get Shakira for the grown-ups.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't. And I laugh because I remembered she wore that same dress at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Boss move by Shakira. Boss move by Shakira. I appreciate that. And then I know we're going to have to pay for Trolls, too, so that's why I'm like, I'll just let Onward come on for free.
Yeah.
Fucking Trolls too. I'm not.
I was just saying.
We've had to watch a lot of Trolls.
I'm sorry.
I know it's been on a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great. All right. What else have you been watching with the kids?
We watched Wonder Park last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was that?
It's actually better than I thought it was. It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Which is amazing, because that movie didn't have a director.
Yeah.
He got fired.
Well, and I remember seeing previews for it, and I'm like, I'm not going to take him to see this. This doesn't look good at all. Well, and then we, and then my older boy Zach wanted to watch it, so we, you know, watched it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely entertaining the first like couple minutes, and then
for free
it takes like,
Did you have to pay for it?
No, it's on Amazon.
Okay, good. I was worried. I was like, oh man.
No, yeah, I wasn't going to pay for that.
No, the movie was a tax write-off for Paramount, for sure. That thing cratered.
Well, like, it starts off fun and everything, like a good, fun kids movie, and then it takes, like, a dark dark turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then it's dark for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then once she gets to the park, they sit there, it starts to get better. So,
okay.
But it's a fun movie.
Okay.
For the kids.
And for grown-ups, what have you been watching?
I watched Spider-Man Far From Home yesterday.
Oh, nice.
That was always fun, especially with Jon Favreau.
I haven't revisited it yet.
Yeah. Oh, I watched Bert Kreischer's new special.
Hey, oh, nice. Boy. Nice. Okay.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go see him live.
Well, if we ever have live stand-up again, but go on.
Yeah. Let's see. Trying to think of what else. I know that. Oh, I watched Rise of Skywalker.
Did you?
Yeah.
Go on.
Do I have to?
No. We can okay. We can skip it. I don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah, it was fine, I guess.
That's exactly, yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, cool. You made the trilogy. And,
it was fine.
Yeah.
Star Wars 9.
Like the last Star Wars?
Yeah.
Well, that whole last three movies were garbage.
Well, that's your opinion. All
right.
Anyway.
Try to see if there's anything else.
Okay.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. For me, I revisited the first two Pirates movies.
Okay.
They're still good.
I haven't seen those. I haven't seen the Pirates movie in, I think, since the third one.
Yeah, well, you and I saw it in Paso Robles.
That's right, we did see it in Paso Robles. I completely forgot about that.
We felt all cool because we were out like past curfew because we were 18.
That's right. Because I was just out of high school.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I know. I stopped after two because I'm like, after that, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's fine. But no, they still work, and I still remembered pretty much every beat, which I was surprised. I did forget that Zoe Saldana's in it for like 5 seconds, at least the first one.
Is she?
Yeah, she's one of the pirates they hire.
God, now I'm going to have to look it up. Thanks.
I know. I was like, oh, hey, well, good for her.
Yeah.
Like, she's been in a lot of huge movies.
That's how she was able to get Guardians.
Well, no. Star Trek got her Guardians. Star Trek and Avatar got her Guardians. She had those in the same year.
Eh, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
Just saying. Great run for her. Let's see. The first two Pirates. I watched The Color of Money the other night. The movie's still awesome. It's with Tom Cruise and Paul Newman. It's about it's about pool. Like I'm surprised this wasn't a gamer movie. Like what the hell is the matter with me?
I mean, I could tell you, but we've had the show for a long time.
Yeah, right. No, I know it would be one of those movies that they yell at Mono to watch because like no, I just want a comedy. I'm like no, it's good. I promise you, and it's about pool.
Yeah, but I just want to laugh.
That was Paul Newman's Oscar. It's a Scorsese movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and what I love, one of my favorite things about it, aside from the fact that it makes pool look really cool, is that like even all like the younger dudes all dress like they're in their 60s. Like
yeah.
A lot of members only jackets and old man pants.
We should bring that look to the pool bar.
It's pretty bad. I was like, what the fuck? This is 86. It's like Tom Cruise looks okay, but everyone else, you're like. What decade are you from?
Yeah, that's how the 80s were.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm just saying, like, they all dressed like Paul Newman, and Paul Newman is supposed to be an old man. let's see, yeah, we watched Zootopia a lot. Damn it, let's see, revisited Beetlejuice, Cabin in the Woods, which Cabin in the Woods fucking rules.
Nice.
Like, I feel bad for non-Thor Chris Hemsworth. He deserves...
That was his first, like, horror film, wasn't it?
I mean, it came out the same year Avengers did. It was, like, a couple weeks before Avengers. I believe. Okay. Yeah, it was 2012.
Yeah, because he had that one, and then he had, what was that, that motel one he had, like, a couple years ago.
Oh, well, Bad Times at the El Royale. Good movie. He's really great in it. Yeah. But, like, none of the non-Thor things he's done have really hit. Even though, like, Rush is an awesome movie that you dig because it's about the racing movie. It's with him and the bad guy from Civil War.
Oh,
Yeah, Daniel Brühl.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's about their rivalry, and that's really well done. You know, he was really funny in the Vacation remake, and... You know, he's just been snake bit, the poor guy. I mean, not poor guy, because he's still, you know, shredded and he's Thor.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Exactly. I get you.
Yeah. TV-wise, Westworld's been good. Marshawn Lynch is in the first episode.
Did he speak?
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah, a little bit. Like, they really played fast and loose with him not having to talk. Like,
okay.
Him, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, and Alina Waithe, like, we're, like, there's a crime app in the real world called Rico. Kind of like it's like a task rabbit, but for crime.
Okay.
So that they knock over a bank together, and he has, like, a sweatshirt that changes mood. Like, it says, like, amused, and then, like, scared.
Okay. But,
like, yeah, he's pretty great in it. Like, it's perfect Marshawn Lynch. And I'm sure he was high as shit the entire time.
Oh, I guarantee you he was.
Like, you can see it under his sunglasses. That he wear. Like, you don't see his eyes.
Makes sense.
Let's see. Been watching... I'm watching Dave, and I got Allie into Dave as well.
And?
Fucking love Dave.
Yeah.
The new season of Brockmire has been awesome.
I gotta start that.
Yeah. The Curb Your Enthusiasm season ended perfectly. The Spite Store storyline is amazing. Because he inspires other celebrities to open their own spite stores.
So
Sean Penn opens up a bird store, and then Mila Kunis has a jewelry store, and Jonah Hill opens up a deli. It's pretty great. Like, this has been a great season of Curb.
Yeah, you have to sit there and bring Gabe on and talk about it.
I know. Well, he hasn't caught up, fucker.
No.
Let's see. Dave Brockmire, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's been killing it. Dillman.
Yeah. I have to watch last week's episode.
Mm. That's what I mean. That's the Dillman episode. It's pretty great.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty great. Let's see. I've been watching... what else has been on that's worth mentioning? I thought there was more, but I was wrong. Yeah, Dave has been a real revelation. I very much enjoy it. That and Breeders are my two new favorite new comedies of the year.
Yeah, I got to catch up on Breeders, too.
Oh, dude. How far back are you?
I think I've missed the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, and then I won't say, because, like, some shit does go down.
Yeah.
Oof. okay. There's, like, other shit I've been watching, too, but I can't really remember. It's just been mostly old stuff.
I watched Talladega Nights the other day,
too. Yeah!
Can't go wrong with that movie. That movie's
great. You can't. No, you can't. God damn, is Talladega Nights good.
Yeah. It still cracks my dad up.
I know. Well, it should.
Yeah.
And then, like, we get the challenge coming back tonight, which, yay. I'm sad I have to wait till tomorrow to watch it, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Damn. That's what you get for streaming.
Stupid MTV. Well,
yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you. You know what I've been watching lately? Because WWE TV has their app for free for the next 30 days. So I'm gonna go back and watch an old Main Events.
I need to hop on that while I can.
Oh my god. yeah, like we watched Mondo Gabe and I watched WrestleMania 21 together. I did the main event for WrestleMania 15. The first Elimination Chamber at Survivor Series. John Cena and Edge at Unforgiven. The whole 1999 Royal Rumble.
Jeez.
Well, you know, I've been going through a lot of Stone Cold classics.
That's true.
Because they got everything on there. And a lot of, you know...
You can't go wrong with Stone Cold Highlights.
The six-way Hell in a Cell at Armageddon 2000 is pretty awesome. I mean, how can you go wrong? I mean, the ending was kind of like whatever, but it's all good.
You don't care about the ending; you care about the ride there.
It's been fun to relive all that stuff because, like, I don't watch wrestling anymore, but like when I did, and you know,
yeah.
I think Mondo and Gabe did WrestleMania 17 the other night, but I didn't want to. Like, they're starting it way too early, and I'm like, eh. Because the WrestleMania is, like, 3.5 hours, so that's why I've been kind of match-hopping.
Yeah.
But watch 21, because that's the one Mondo, Brian, and I went to.
Okay.
Very special night. That was Batista's first title, John Cena's first title. We were right behind Motorhead.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they played Triple H's theme song. Like, that's the thing. They haul them out there for every WrestleMania to do it. I know.
That
would
have been cool to see.
It was pretty awesome. Even though Lemmy, I guess, forgot the words, but that's okay. Rest in peace, Lemmy.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
the Turtles turned 30 this year. The OG movie.
Yeah.
And then Tommy Boy turned 25 today.
God, we're getting old.
I know we were getting very old. Like, the 25th anniversary stuff is really starting to creep me out.
Well, the fact, too, that, like, you know, for us, like, or at least for me, like, that Turtles movie turning 30 is just crazy.
Well, yeah, I know. That's one of the first VHSs I ever owned.
Yeah, and for a while there was the number one grossing independent film of all time.
Damn right.
Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, just the... I know you posted stories in our group chat, but just the headache and all the stuff they had to go to get that, and mm-hmm. then the Out of Their Shells concert series.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the 90s were crazy, man.
Yeah, I know. There was still cocaine, but not enough cocaine to be bad.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. yeah, Tommy Boy, that's a crazy one, because... I remember we had that recorded off of like pay-per-view, like when we saw the black box.
Yeah.
Like, that's been fun. Like, I've been really happy with that. But, like, I wore the shit out of that VHS tape.
I remember when we'd be in the green room. That was always a regular too.
Oh hell yeah.
That was always on the rotation.
Yep. I was gonna say, oh yeah, I've been watching Better Call Saul too. That's been awesome. That's the one I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Let me think here. I'm just going through my list of stuff that I've been watching. I mean, nothing especially noteworthy. Just a lot of older movies. And then you know, we're obviously going to be watching the challenge and shit too. I'm glad that's back because there's absolutely no sports.
I know.
Like, goddamn it.
You have highlight reels and that's about it.
Oh yeah, I revisited the Naked Gun for the first time in forever.
Oh yeah?
Dude, Naked Gun rules.
God, I haven't seen that in forever.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I mean, the opening is pretty great, but then the inciting incident with OJ is pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to watch OJ Simpson get shot up like a bunch of times and then trip over everything and still be alive in a coma. Which plays very differently now.
Yeah.
Oh, how could I forget? Last night my wife and I burned through Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. I need to start that.
I mean, I don't... It's funny. I enjoyed bits and pieces of it because there's parts that are fucking hilarious. But I forgot I don't like true crime docs.
Why like, do you say that?
The format just sucks. I hate it. It's like, yeah. And especially with Netflix, because like they could have told that at about 5 episodes and they've been fine, but like they really padded some shit out.
Well, they had to drag it out.
What?
Did we see all that?
I think there was one more, but like I heard you can kind of you get the gist. He's in jail. It's fine. But like a lot of the stuff they do, like okay, like they can move it along, and like just the way like then some of the narration's like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need the shot of, like, the director is talking to someone on their cell phone as they're driving to the next location. You don't need that.
No, that's filler right there.
I know, I'm like, come on. We can, like, again, some of this shit was pretty fucking funny. Like, Joe Exotic was everyone on that show's a character, but my lord. Fascinating man. Terrible person. There are no winners on this show. Everyone is a fucking terrible person, but... You know, I get why the internet was obsessed with it.
It still is, apparently.
Well, there's fuck all else on.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, once you get into the summer, it gets pretty bleak.
Yeah.
Like, the Flash there won't be a finale of. Like, all the network shows, there's no finales because they couldn't shoot them.
Which sucks.
I know, Billions is just going to rock out with 7 episodes and then the other 5 are going to come when they come.
Yeah.
That blows. Like, it's going to get pretty bleak in the summer. At least the Michael Jordan doc's going to be moved up to April 19th.
Well, that's always good, but...
Like, a 10-part... Because they're going to wait till after the finals, for obvious reasons, but now there's no basketball, so they're moving it up so that we can enjoy all 10 hours of Michael Jordan's last season.
I mean, rightfully so.
I heard it's excellent. Like, they got a lot of really cool footage.
Oh, good.
Because, like, most of it's from a documentary they were trying to shoot in 98, but then Jordan's like, no, fuck that. I never want this to see the light of day. And then eventually he came around.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to see Jordan chew out teammates at practice, which I really want to see. Because that's the fun shit.
Absolutely, especially with the Hall of Famer like him.
Yeah, well, just because he was a salty bastard. Like, Steve Kerr always tells a story about how, like, Jordan punched him out at practice once.
Okay.
And I hope they get into just how competitive of a gambler he was, or is.
Yeah.
Like, when the plane had landed, he'd bet someone, like $1,000 that he'd get his bag first, and he'd bribe the guy at the airport to make sure he gets his bag first, shit like that. And, like, coaches always warn, like, rookies, do not play cards with him. Just don't. Just stay away. Yeah. If he offers you to play bid whist, just go away. Go read a book.
Read the playbook.
Yeah, exactly. Or how, like, he played golf, like, right before one of the 93 finals games, and he was, like, extra, 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 like, tan. Everyone's like, this Arizona sun, and Magic's like, no, he was playing golf with us for, like, like before the game started in Phoenix.
Wow.
Well, the man's a legend.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. That's kind of all been it. Like like I said, it's been kind of bleak as far as TV and movies go.
Yeah.
But I do want to preview Challenge 35 because again, that's the biggest major sport we have going right now. And it does premiere tonight on MTV. Woo woo.
MTV, if you're listening, sponsor.
Well, MTV, if you're listening, get a better fucking app.
That's it.
Like, one that maybe, you know, doesn't, like, die halfway through, and then you have to, like, you know, go back, and then, you know, it's just terrible. Like, I know they have money.
Yeah.
They're owned by a gigantic company. Just saying.
They should spend it.
They really should. Like, it's a pretty crappy app.
Yeah. I mean, I watch MTV on TV, so deal with the app.
Look at you. You know, we get it.
Yeah, I'm old school like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right, I gotcha.
I'm not like you hip kids and your streaming services.
Well, you know, we're the cord cutter generation. Get with it.
I'll get with it eventually.
The only thing that sucks is, like, you have to pay for CBS. I'm not paying for CBS.
There's plenty of other stations.
The reason why it sucks is because for football.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm like, oh, God, that's why I was like really upset Romo re-signed at CBS. That hurt my feelings. Like, you could have just gone to, like, I don't know, Fox or ABC or something.
Or ESPN.
Well, that's Rivers' job when he retires.
Yeah.
They told him, like, it's all you. Like, we'll kick Booger out the minute you retire. It's fine.
I heard that they were going to try to get Peyton Manning.
They already said, yeah, Manning's like, I don't need to do that. I'm good.
No, okay, good for him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it. Which,
enjoy the retired life.
Which is a bummer, because he'd be great at it, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, let him do his thing. The man deserves it.
Exactly. I mean, he's got more money. He's got so much money. Like, he has stupid money.
Yeah.
I think he's worth about $400 million.
I could see that.
Yeah,
especially with all his Papa John's.
Papa John's and Budweiser. You forget he owned... I don't know if he still owns them, but... he sold the Papa John's, but he still owns the Budweiser distributors.
Fucking A, Peyton Manning.
Well, him and Shaq are going to be two of the best celebrity or athlete spokesmen for the next, 25 years.
Yeah.
There's Shaq's everywhere.
Shaq is everywhere.
Shaq's even in Tiger King.
Is he really?
He has one moment in Tiger King in the first episode.
Okay,
but yeah, I warn you, it's like two episodes too long.
Well, that's Netflix's thing, is they always stretch it out too long.
I know, and I am kind of I'm glad I saw it, because I'm like, okay, now I understand what people are talking about.
Yeah,
and I'm really glad a lot of the animal abuse is kept off screen, because that would have been really hard to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it is pretty crazy and has a bunch of twists and turns, so it's riveting on that end. But
Okay, I'll have to give it a shot.
All right, well, that's kind of all I got for you this week, because, there's been no real news.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll talk next week when, the Cowboys are able to sign somebody else randomly, and then Jadeveon Clowney finally picks a team.
Hopefully.
And then there's, the draft's in a couple weeks, so we really got to figure out what we're doing until then.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that.
It gets fucking dark for us after the draft.
Yeah.
It gets dark.
It's dark now. I can't imagine what it's going to be like afterwards.
Well, at least now we can be like, well, the Dolphins are going to take so-and-so. Then after that, it's, well, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you take care. You stay safe and stay healthy.
Yeah, likewise.
Give everybody at your house a hug for me.
Will do, man. You do the same.
All right. Night, buddy.
All right. Night, man.
All right, I'm going to close it out. I'm going to bring in my wife so we can preview the Challenge Season 35, which premieres tonight. They have a really awesome twist this year. Everybody has to compete in the elimination.
Yay.
TJ did it. After years of biting his lip every time the same damn person would go in every week, he did it.
Well, last season was some bullshit, so...
Well, you didn't like Kara?
No, Kara... Right. I mean, I used to like Kara, but she's fucking annoying now.
I know.
Her and Polly can suck it. And Polly is like...
Well, he's got that fans only page, so you can.
Oh, I know. Well, I didn't realize what that was until, I was like, what is this? But yeah, they both fucking suck. They're horrible people.
I know. I'm still hoping she breaks up with them. But we can move on from them. They're not on this season. It's fine.
You know? Thank God. But I fucking love the challenge. It's amazing. Except, a couple seasons ago, when I was pregnant, so maybe after Johnny stole the money from Sarah.
Yeah, I remember that. I was there for that.
Not good. But last season was pretty good.
For the month, except the last month was rough.
Yeah.
It was rough. But at least this year, again, you don't have to... You have to compete in the elimination,
Well, because, Rogan didn't even go in last season. Josh kind of did.
Well, that's how he got knocked out.
Well, it wasn't an elimination challenge. Well,
it was a purge.
Yeah.
But he went in before, didn't he? I swear he
I
went,
don't remember.
He went in, I thought he went in once. Like, it was like a, what the fuck? Like, he was, well, whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was...
And then, what's her face didn't go in either, did she?
D?
Yeah. Did D go in? No, she didn't go in.
No, I think she did.
Did she?
I don't know.
Who'd she beat then?
I don't know. I can look it up on Reddit.
But I have the roster for the new season, as promised. I mean, you get the classics. You get Anissa's back, Bananas, Wes, CT, Jordan, and Tori, obviously. Bear. I believe Josh is back, too. Oh, fucking Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson sucks.
Nelson sucks.
Yeah, Melissa.
Melissa, I remember her. I had her be reminded who
I
she
love
is.
Jenna.
Let's see. Josh.
Nani is going to be on it again.
Nani.
I like
D.
Kayla.
Ashley.
Big T.
I remember her. She was okay. Let's see. Corey.
I know, Corey and Nelson, they're both, like, just, like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer. Is Jennifer, like, the really, like, badass girl?
Yeah, she was that really, like, buff girl from
right.
last season who, her and Tori wouldn't get... No, her and,
No, yeah, she did.
No, was it Georgia?
No, because, well...
Oh, no, yeah, her
it
and
was
Tori
and then,
yeah.
And we're like, we both looked at each other like, oh, Tori's going to win this one, because...
No, you thought Jenny was going to win it, because she's, like, super stacked.
Well, once I was watching it, though, I'm like, oh.
Well, it's just because she's, like, Tori knows what to do.
That's what I mean. Like, after the first one, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle's back, who's grown on me.
Yeah, I actually kind of
like I really enjoy him. Kyle.
And then there's just a bunch of people, like, I don't know, because they're from, like, Survivor and
yeah, there's
other
a couple,
things.
Which, that's actually at least kind of okay. Like, it's better than Big Brother. Because at least in Survivor, there's, like, it's kind of similar to the challenge. Because you have to do, you know, games and shit.
Yeah, and you have to be, like, sneaky and stuff.
There's a couple, so you think you can dance people, which, okay. At least they...
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's, like, one or two that are from So You Think You Can Dance. And this one dude is also from Big Brother Israel, so... Ooh, yep. Let's see, yeah, this dude's from Survivor. Jay.
Mm-hmm.
There's another Ninja Warrior on there, too.
I don't know.
Well, who are you excited to see?
Well, I love Jenna. I like Kayla. Except she was kind of annoying, like, one of the last times she was on. But, I just like her. And I like, Jenna a lot. I wish that she would, win. But I don't think she'd, like...
No.
Well, she's, like, on close. Well, she came in third when, it was Rivals and her and Vinny were together, like, Johnny's...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Bananas. I love CT.
Where are you on Wes's, Gimli beard?
Well, I mean, I don't like beards in general, but that's a pretty intense-looking beard that he has going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like Wes, though. I do like Tori, but I feel like she's kind of overrated a little bit.
Right.
I mean, last season she did well, but, like, before that, she was on, Dirty 30
mm-hmm.
with, her ex-boyfriend Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
And I mean, like, they sucked.
I know. They were the...
That was his fault, though.
They were the token, like, annoying couple, too.
Well, that was after they broke out.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, no, sorry, that was,
Vendettas?
Vendettas, yeah, that they were on together.
Mm-hmm.
The first one they were on, Dirty 30, mm-hmm. yeah. And yeah, they were together on that one.
Ugh.
And she did okay, but people were like, oh, she's amazing, da-da-da-da. Like, she was fine.
Right.
And then on Vendettas, yeah, her and Derek did horrible. But, I do like her, like, I like her vibe. Jordan's on... Jordan is a dick, but he does well.
I know, and it's, yeah. That's where I come down. Like, he annoys the shit out of me, but he's good.
Yeah, he's good. That's kind of it. Everyone else, like, I don't care about. I do kind of like Dee, but she was super fucking annoying with Rogan.
I know.
Jesus Christ, girl.
Everyone's telling you, this dude sucks.
I know. Well, then, I love spoilers, and I
know, so I'm not going to ask you anything, like, who you want to win, because...
Okay. And then, like, I love Reddit as well, so, I mean, I don't really think this is a spoiler, but, like, her and Rogan are kind of, like, together again, and it's like, girl... Did he not watch your season? Last season? Like, did he not see?
He openly tried to sneak around and get you eliminated and blew up in his face.
Yeah, like, he talked
like badly
shit about you.
Like, badly.
Yes. And then, well, for her to, accept his apology and stuff, like, at the end, and they were still, like, making out and stuff, like, are you shitting me?
It can't be that good. It can't be that good.
Yeah, I mean, his body's rocking, but he definitely looks greasy and, like, gross.
Well, also, he's just a dumb shit.
Yeah, that too. But...
I don't see... I mean, you know, it's gotta be because it's good.
I guess, I don't know. Yeah, his dick must be awesome.
It really must be.
Yeah. But, yeah, the trailer looks super good.
Where are they at?
I think they're back in Prague, which would be good.
Is that... Wait, no, that's where they were in Spain for that, right? Where Rogan got knocked out, like, on the very first thing.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Prague, or was it...
No, that was, like... That was some Spanish country, I believe.
Okay.
No, I think that they're back in Prague. And... It looks really good. It looks super challenging, and, like, super physical.
And it's all individual, right?
Yeah, I think so. But I like that. Like, I don't like when it's not a physical, like, the Final Reckoning one. That was horrendous.
Is that the card where they're playing cards? Was that the one? Was that? Yeah, it was.
That was I don't remember.
Okay.
Final Reckoning, Vendettas was horrible.
I remember that one.
What was after that?
Final Reckoning.
Final Reckoning?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the one was.
And then they went to War of the Worlds.
Okay.
The Final Reckoning was where there was the one of the games that you played with bananas.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was horrible. That was such a bad final. That was ridiculous.
And the one after was bad, too. The Hunter Ashley final.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible,
Which
too.
Was War... Was it War of the... No, it wasn't War of the Worlds one. That was Final Reckoning. Vendettas was the one with the card game.
Okay. Well, Bloodlines was really bad as well. And then I don't remember what was after that, but it was Invasion, I think. That one was really bad too. That was...
Did I say that one or no?
Yeah, it was when I was first, like, trying to get you into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
They're in, like, Thailand or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like,
at
the very end, it was just they had to go on a boat.
Yeah.
And then the boat just, like, it sailed around.
Where they're camped out on the beach in the beginning, right?
Right.
And they
eventually
get moved into the house. Okay, got it.
Yeah, like, that was dumb.
That's the one Ashley won, right? Or the first one Ashley won.
Yeah, that's the first one Ashley won.
Got it. Okay.
Like, all of those finals had been horrible. But the last couple have been, like, really good and, like, what you expect of a challenge.
And the actual challenges, like, last season were actually pretty entertaining. Like, they were, like,
yeah.
It seemed like, okay, they got creative.
Yeah, well, and then, like, the final last season, as well as...
War of the Worlds 1.
Those
are pretty brutal.
Those are good. Except I would be mad because on the last final, they cut down, like, the UK team, like, to their lead, like,
well,
down
that
to,
was,
like, 5 minutes or something.
Well,
but still, that's dumb. Like, if you're...
They walked with that one anyway.
Well, yeah, but still. But, yeah, that one was good, as well as the first War of the Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm definitely excited. It looks good. I like to... compete and stuff, so I'm always I'm super competitive, so I love watching things like that. So yeah.
Over under on how many times Nelson says Young Bucks. I'm setting it at like 11 and a half in the first episode.
I don't know, because Hunter's not there. But
Corey is.
But Corey is. But they're both. Like, I do kind of actually like Corey. Like, his daughter is super cute. But, yeah, he is.
He's gross.
Well, I mean, yeah, he sleeps with a lot of people.
I mean, but a lot of people are on the show are gross, but, like, him, just, like, ugh.
Yeah, him, Rogan, and Kyle. I would never. They're all sleazy and slimy.
Bear.
Yeah, Bear, too. That would be embarrassing to hook up with any of them.
Well, Laurel hooked up with Bear.
Yeah, that was weird. But then, like, I was watching an older season, and then I totally forgot she hooked up with Jordan, and that was so weird as well. Well, or, no, I was watching a really old one. Like, it wasn't Fresh Meat.
Rivals 2?
I think it was Rivals.
It was the one I watched at the Yoda. I'm like, hey, young CT.
Yeah, because Kara.
Or he's like a horn dog.
Yeah, and then, like, her and CT.
It was early Kara, too.
Yeah.
Like, fun Kara.
Right. No, she was still, people still hated her then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because people, like, didn't like her for a long time. And then people started to like her, and she was fine. And then just recently, she's been a crazy able, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, her and CT were hooking up, and I was like, that is so weird. So strange.
I'd ask you about eliminations, but again, I know you know things, so I'm not gonna bother. But I did hear tell that there's a Bananas West alliance, which is nuts.
Yeah, that's funny because they hate each other. But I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do when
you're old.
You're the last of a dying breed. So I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Oh, damn it. Well, yeah, when you're the last of the dying breed, you gotta stick together, because they're really cycling out. I mean, I can't imagine, like, CT, Bananas, or Johnny had many years left.
There's, like, a lot of people they could have, like, had come on as well. Like, when they first did Invasion to bring back people, they could have brought back, like, a lot of different people as well. So
maybe they said no.
But, I mean, people love the older cast, and, like, they want to see them.
I know, but, like, I don't think it's going to be like, well, I'm not going to shell out our whole budget just to get Brad back.
But there's a lot of other people, though, too, that are still in good condition.
Well, I'm surprised Anissa's back.
I know, I don't know why.
She's not in good shape.
No, she's not in good shape, and she's never going to win. Like, if anything, like, Jemmy's also never going to win, or, like, Marie, but at least...
Or Nani.
Nah,
if it's a team, sure, but not by herself.
Yeah, not by herself.
Which is, this year's individual, so it's not happening.
Yeah, like, she's been to a couple finals and stuff, though. So, like, she can do well, but, yeah, she definitely needs someone to hold her hand.
Well, she feels like that NBA team, you're like, oh, if they just do this, and then it's like they just get blown up by, like, the Bucks, the Lakers, or something in, like, round two.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, that was a fun six-game series, I guess.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, Anissa, I don't know why she's there. But, like, Marie, Jemmy.
Cam.
Well, no, Cam does well. But I mean, like, their commentary, like, they don't really, like, need to be crushing eliminations per se, but just their commentary is just
well, they'll have to
really
now.
Good.
They'll have to now.
Well, I know, but
which I'm pretty sure that was TJ's big demand.
Yeah. Well, no, that's I like that.
Just eat at it.
Yeah. Well, because people just, like, skate by, and it's just like you. Well, and then they, like, talk shit, and they're like, "Oh, you don't deserve to be here." You don't either. You haven't done anything, and besides, like, maybe sleep with someone. Or...
Right. Or you just keep your mouth shut for, like, 8 weeks, and then, you know.
Yeah, so.
And do just well enough in challenges to where no one's like, ah, you blew it for us this week.
Yeah. But I like that, though.
I know, I do, too. That's a really...
What I don't want to happen, though, is for them to have a redemption house.
I was just going to bring that up. I'm like, if there's a redemption house, it's going to blow.
The last time they had the redemption house, whatever season it was with Polly and Natalie...
I think it was... was it Final Reckoning? Or yeah.
I don't know. It was the one where Hunter and Ashley...
Oh, Final Reckoning.
Yeah. That was some bullshit. Like, they lost, what, like, 3 or 4 times? Like, you should have been gone. Like, why did he get so many chances when other people, they didn't even get a chance to come back, and you got, like, 4 or 5?
Yeah, it takes away, because, like, I don't need to see you guys just, like, bumming around the house.
Well, and I don't care, like, if you're out, you're out. Or, like, if you do have a redemption house,
cool. You get one shot.
Yeah, and everyone should have a fair shot at it.
One shot, and it's a purge.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Not like, well, shit, I guess I'm back here.
I know, like, that was ridiculous.
That went on for, like, almost until the final. I'm like, oh, goddammit.
I know, and Natalie and Polly took someone's... Oh, it was Tony and Bananas. Like, Tony and Bananas totally should have...
Tony.
Yeah, I want Tony to come back, 2010.
I'm sure he needs the money.
Yeah, well, I follow him on Instagram, too, and it seems like he was, like, dealing with some parenting stuff.
Right.
But his daughters are super cute, and I do like him.
Okay.
After he stopped drinking, so. I mean, Hot Mess Tony was also fun to watch, but definitely probably not good for him.
And at least, hopefully some of the new people didn't get the memo that you're not supposed to drink on that show. Because I kind of miss that.
What do you mean?
Like, I really, when you're watching, like, Rivals 2 and, like, everyone got super turned, like, every night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wow. Well, they didn't care back then.
Yeah.
They weren't athletes yet.
Yeah. Everyone was just, like, well, I mean, everyone was, like, competitive, but...
They weren't finally two athletic machines like they are now.
Yeah, like, no one was...
Like, they're not calling anyone out for not going to run laps around the house.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that never came up at the reunions.
Yeah. Now, well, no, sometimes.
Now it's like, you didn't lift with me when you had the chance. That's why you're a failure.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I used to, but not how
it is now. Like, now it's like, it's just expected that you're supposed to, like, show up in shape.
Yeah, well, you should definitely be able to run at least 10 miles or something.
You'd think, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, some of these people, not so much. quit the smoking, so.
That's my favorite. It blows my mind every time, like, when you see, like, Ashley or whatever bumming cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You know, at some point, you're going to have to, like, climb.
Right.
It's hard to climb when you smoke. I have asthma, and I can't even imagine how bad it would be if, like, I was just bumming cigs.
I know. Well, the other day, Sophie and I were walking up the hill to your parents, and... I mean, we're both kind of winded, and she was like, oh, this is exhausting.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, but yeah, I'm very excited. I have no other sports in my life. This is all I have. It better deliver, or else I'll be crushed.
Well, I love a challenge. I don't really, well, you know me, I don't really watch TV unless, like, you're watching something.
But you know what I mean. Like, this is, like, it. Challenge.
Yeah.
This is, like, my NFL and baseball and hockey rolled into one. And God help me, football. But I'm just saying, I know, but it's getting it one by one. Like, they canceled, like, Wimbledon and the British Open, so I'm like, well, they're expecting it to not happen in July, so uh-oh. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's inching closer.
Yeah.
And then college football's August, so that's probably next on the...
Well, they canceled school for the year.
That's what I mean. Like, it's...
Or it's homeschool, whatever.
That's what I mean. Like, you're starting to see the little writing on the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, next week we'll definitely break down the first episode of the 90-minute premiere.
Yeah, well, like, I think
there's like four.
They're all gonna be 90 minutes.
All of them?
Well, they were 90 minutes last season.
A couple of them were, like, reasonable.
For the most part, they were 90.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But if you do like the challenge podcast though too, I like this challenge podcast called You Killed It. They're pretty good. They're funny.
I know. I like them.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you to listen to them. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to Derek's podcast. It sucks. He rambles on for fucking ever about dumb stuff. But
not unlike here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for previewing the challenge with me. It's been a long time.
Yes, you're welcome.
And we're kind of have to do this every week because, like I said, there's, like, nothing else to talk about.
Oh, okay.
This is, like, the main event.
So that's why you want
to. No, about. I'm just glad, like, you know, I get to have you on every week now.
Oh, okay.
For the what, 12, 13 weeks the challenge is on?
I don't know how long it's on for, but I'll enjoy it while it lasts.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Listen and subscribe at lafbnetwork.com. We have a lot of good free agency stuff to read, and we'll be back next week. Good night.